Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's the call in line. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. And with you from the Omnusia studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Peakless Mountaineer.
And man, it is weird to be doing this from here.
Don't you know everyone works from home because of the virus?
Well, that's not the reason that I'm working from home.
No, the virus you are working from home from is government.
That's correct. Due to the terms of Ian's release, and my own release, in fact, Ian and I are not allowed to have contact. And with him under house arrest in the LRN studio, or the Free Talk Live studio being at his house, it created some interesting challenges about how exactly Free Talk Live was going to continue. And the prosecutors and the parole office, they don't really seem to care about that, despite the fact that, you know, the terms of my release require me to maintain employment. Yet, I can't go to my place of work, and I can't talk to my employer. So, what do?
We require you to do the thing that will only be acceptable if you do not do it.
Yes, it's very strange. It's, like, I do have the other job that I do, right? But that doesn't mean that I don't have Free Talk Live, mm-hmm. which I've been doing for the better part of 2 years.
Right.
So it is my job.
Right. And
at the moment, managing LRN is my job because Ian isn't allowed to, you know, touch a computer.
And an absolutely crucial job at that. I mean, we wouldn't have been able to get this stuff back online when they started jerking wires out if you hadn't given a hand to that.
Well, it looks like you did a great job at setting up the studio here with these lights and...
Thank you. I like it. The LEDs are going to have to go, though. I wasn't sure how they were going to actually...
I agree.
...play, but yeah, it's... I can flip a switch to make that go away.
I do feel like I am much more rock, but it is kind of making me twitchy. Nice.
Well, no, that didn't fix it. I need one of you to talk for a second while I disable it.
Well, it's a fortunate thing that we have this secondary studio because, it wasn't enough that you're not allowed to talk to him. He also is not allowed to talk to you. We have to double up on this, and then they're not allowed to talk to them, and they're not allowed to talk to them, and heaven forbid someone talks to you and then says a thing that you told to them to the other person.
Right. Yes, there is no third party, no intermediaries, none of that stuff. None of that is allowed.
Yeah.
So somehow, you know, we had to figure out a way without communicating with each other to make this happen. That's a monumental task. If Ian and I didn't have a pretty good idea of being able to figure out what the other person was attempting to do, we would be screwed. Like, I was in the process of adding Adam Kokesh's show, Adam vs. the Man, into the podcast rotator for LRN.FM.
Oh, great.
That's the stuff that, you know, is broadcast over satellite to sub-Saharan Africa and Asia.
Quick side note. Is it me, or does that man turn slightly more into Ra's al Ghul every time I see him? Don't get me wrong. I love Adam. He's awesome. But, like, seriously, he just becomes slightly more of a comic book character every time I look at him.
He's an interesting character for sure. I was actually on his show last week, and that was he and I had a discussion after that about – I assumed Adam vs. Man was already in the podcast rotator because he's been doing the show for such a long time. He's good friends with Ian, but maybe it used to be, and it broke. G. Potter did break recently, and it tried to – I don't know what it did, but the Fox News update that happens every top of the hour, mm-hmm. it stopped updating. So we were running news that was like 2 weeks old, and when I went to fix that – I was able to fix it, but then it broke again just a few days later, and I finally managed to fix it doing the obvious thing of closing G. Potter and reopening it, which I should have done in the first place, but I didn't.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, it was the weirdest thing for me, like – After 69 days of being abducted and gently tortured, I am legally unable to tell Ian that you love and care about him. Like, I am not allowed to say that you miss him because that would be transmitting a message from you to him.
Well, it would be transmitting a message from me if I was the one who told you that.
That's
now, if
true.
It was just known in general, it wouldn't be relaying a message from me because I've said that in the past. But yes.
Well, I've just got to take a note from the CIA and say, I can neither confirm nor deny that certain person or persons may in fact love, care about, and miss you.
And isn't that bizarre? I mean, the prosecutors are allowed to have contact with one another. The various FBI agencies and, you know, the USPS and the IRS, they're all allowed to contact one another. It's almost like there is a conspiracy there of these interlocking agencies to take down Free Talk Live. Look what we
mean, it's not like people get charged with a conspiracy.
Well, we certainly have been.
Right.
But look at what we've had to do here just to keep Free Talk Live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely the same. We had to take a music studio that by sheer coincidence I already had all of the stuff here in order to do this, and convert it into a broadcast studio.
Well, I mean, this is really all of our fault. I mean, what we should have been doing was exclusively relying on YouTube, putting all of it on the Google Cloud, and making sure that Amazon had absolute ability to turn us off at any moment. And if we'd followed that protocol, then none of this would have happened.
Their objective is to control. That's what government is.
Yeah.
And if they're gaining a little bit of control over something, they feel good at the end of the day. And they can sleep at night, apparently.
Well, their efforts managed to create a second studio from which Free Talk Live can and will be produced and broadcast. So I don't know if that was the result they were going for, but it's what they achieved.
The tighter you close your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers. Or in this case, iterations of Free Talk Live.
Or you cut off the head of one Hydra. And two more go in its place, which is what we have here, because it's not just here. There's a third studio that's essentially in development.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's always been an anarchist trait is, I mean, so one of the things that that statists will argue is like, well, you couldn't possibly defend this area without, you know, monopolization by force of the defense protocol. But no, that's exactly opposite of what's true, because if you have a single state, like all you have to do is defeat that army and job is done. Now, if you have an anarchist state, you have multiple layers of attack.
What is an anarchist state?
I mean that not in the government state, but like a state of anarchy.
Okay.
Like if you are in a circumstance of non-government, then you might defeat the army. And you still haven't taken over. Because there's going to be, yeah, sure, there's going to be one level of defense that opposes you directly and violently. There's going to be another level of defense that opposes you indirectly. There's going to be another level of defense where they just slow down obeying your orders. And that's essentially what we're doing here, is we're having multiple layers of resistance to their attempt to destroy our free speech.
Yeah, and it seems to be working, at least as far as I know. Realistically, we're doing a show, so I can't chat. But for all I know, we're not broadcasting anything. We're just sitting here talking to each other. I don't know for sure that it's all going out on radio, but I assume that it is, and I have no reason to assume otherwise because, you know.
Well, I mean, apart from the potential of cursing, isn't that really what we do anyway?
What's that? Sit around talking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's a libertarian thing to do. I'll never forget last year when these college girls came to ForkFest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't remember exactly when they came. And they had like a set of 15 questions that they were going around asking people, and it was taking them hours to get through. I mean, they wanted to interview like 30 to 40 people, but it was taking hours because we're libertarians. If you ask us a question about the economy, we're going to give you a very long-winded answer.
Yeah, don't get me started, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, most questions, if you have a room of 10 libertarians, you will end up with 11 different answers.
You will, and then you will end up with 10 libertarians calling each other not libertarians.
Yeah, the only thing they can agree on is that they're the only libertarian in the room.
Yeah, and everyone else just thinks they're a libertarian. Anyway, what are your thoughts on all of this? How do you think Free Talk Live should adapt now that the state has essentially made it clear that it is targeting Free Talk Live by preventing, you know, the owner and creator of the program from communicating with people he employs and from his business partner? 603-283-6160. Share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
850-480-5080. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Join the discussion about the sudden need for Free Talk Live to have a second production studio because half of its co-hosts... I've got something playing in my headset. I forget Fox News.
Well, then why did you put it on the white list?
Well, because it's the most obvious one, right? I didn't want to ask for, like, what is Alex Jones' website? Infowars or PrisonPlanet.tv, because I was just going to... First of all, I don't use a lot of their
resources. Which, for the record, I just have to say, that is the most brilliant branding. I mean, Infowars and Prison Planet. I mean, just the, like, yes, that is exactly the problem that we're going up against. We are in an information war, and they are trying to turn the planet into a prison.
It's just too bad that the person who owns those websites is a raving lunatic.
I think he's been compromised. I think there was a time where he actually, you know, was speaking.
Have you seen the video from January of 1999, then, where he was... essentially claiming to be watching Russian aircraft invading U.S. airspace and Russian soldiers invading U.S. soil?
No.
He's like, this is happening right now. I'm watching it happen. The soldiers are shooting at each other. Like, he did this. So it's been his entire career.
So, oh, sure. Well, here's what I really liked about Alex Jones, and he is hopefully not going to be the only one that does this format, but he would take different news articles that people would send him from different places and see and show here's the trend of what's happening. So, if you get one news article saying this is happening, it's easy to dismiss. But when you go, okay, here's a news article from this region, here's one from this region, here's one from this region, so that you can actually track a trend in a weird thing that is going on, I think that is just brilliant.
A lot of the pieces of news articles are scattered. So, or, you know, because they're doing their own research and calling into, whoever an incident occurred or whatever. And they're getting information that might be slightly off from the other one. So it's good to do that. It's good to do your research deep into it. And I appreciate some of the things that Alex has done in that sense. But then he throws his, you know, I call it conservative-leaning, Christian-valuing, hardcore USA all the way.
1776!
Yeah, that was pretty good.
My favorite thing was the gay frogs thing. And that's my favorite because he wasn't 100% wrong. We are, I mean, the BBC has even talked about this. A lot of the birth control pills and stuff like that that are getting flushed into the sewer systems, they are, in fact, making fish trans.
Right.
But whether or not the frogs are gay, I don't know. But we are making the fish trans by putting chemicals in the water.
Well, and that's the thing. So, like, if you had a nice, level-headed discussion about, well, we seem to be altering the hormonal structure of the wildlife in our aquatic environments, like... If, on the other hand, the turn of the frickin' frogs gay! Like, I mean,
yeah, that really works.
You know, it makes you pay attention and go like, well, wait a second, that is actually a really weird thing to be going on in my world.
Well, it's definitely a weird thing to have someone yelling about. But the one they put to music where he's like singing about it is fantastic. Every time it pops up, I have to watch it because it's a masterpiece of Alex Jones. Have either of you seen Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
Mm-hmm.
There is a YouTube channel that takes Alex Jones and it puts it, you know, like he's being interviewed by Space Ghost. It's fantastic.
Oh, I'm going to have to see that.
Well, every once in a while, I'll see Ron Paul on there, and I'm interested in the angle that Alex presents to Ron Paul. So sometimes I watch that. But that's the extent of my InfoWars, contributing.
Well, Ron Paul goes on with Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that.
Hey, he's handy.
Sure.
I mean, they're both in Texas. They're both officially Republican, I think.
It's hard to consider Ron Paul to be a Republican, though. I mean, I know he's registered as one, but he was pretty much the most hardcore libertarian we ever had in office.
Well, he was definitely sort of a right libertarian. I mean, he is very socially conservative himself. He just doesn't think that he should enforce his socially conservative values with, you know, violence. You know, because the Constitution tells you not to.
Yeah. Well, I would say if I didn't get involved in the Ron Paul campaign so that I probably wouldn't be where I am today. And I learned a lot of principles off the bat. And because of that, you know, I furthered my principles. And, yeah. And now I'm hanging out here with Aria in the Free Talk Live Studios 2.0.
Well, and he was really good at pointing out that they have defrauded us to an extraordinary extent. I mean, like, it's one thing to not quite follow what you pretend the agreement is, because they pretend the agreement is the Constitution and then some other stuff.
Sure.
Which is all frighteningly complicated. But, I mean, it gets to the point where, like, his son, who I wish he was as libertarian as his father, but he is probably the, at least he is probably the best senator ever.
Rand?
But I mean, it's because that's it's arguable. Such a low bar. But I mean,
I guess, so Rand, man, I do not have any respect for Rand Paul.
Well, I have something that is worthy of respect. He introduced a piece of legislation saying that no one is allowed to vote on a law until they have read it.
Oh, really? Downsize DC has been attempting to, James Babka, I think is his name, has been attempting to get that, you know, voted on for a very long time. It's good to hear that, you know, they're actually moving on that.
Sounds like it would take a very long time for them to actually pass a bill then, because these legislations they come out with are stacks. That's, I couldn't imagine, like, why would you even vote on these things?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, the tax code is like, what, 40,000 pages or something like that? The emergency relief stimulus bill that they put together back in December was, I don't remember the exact length of it, but it was just monumentally huge. And it contained stuff in there about funding Pakistani gender studies programs and stuff like that. In this COVID relief bill, not only should they have to read the legislation, but it's common sense that they should have to read it. I can't believe it takes a law to make that happen.
Well, and what's worse, they won't pass the law to do it. They outrightly refuse to even start to pass the law that requires them to read the bill that they are forcing down our throats guns.
That's probably the only bill that they read. And then they're like, no, we don't want to pass this.
Well, one would hope that they actually read the bill that required them to actually read bills, but I don't put any level of stupidity past the politicians that, you know, spend $250,000, that vote to spend $250,000 to teach Filipino hookers how to use condoms. That's the level of stupidity our government is at. And reckless spending, $250,000. On Filipino hookers learning to use condoms.
Hmm. You know that was like some sort of cover for some agency that went over the Philippines and now there's a problem. And
you would sure hope so, but with our government and the things they do spend money on, like the $30,000 in the COVID bill, I don't remember the exact amount, I think it was $30,000 for Pakistani gender programs, which presumably is actually for Pakistani gender programs. I wouldn't put it past them at all.
It's sick that they're trying to change, like, a social issue with our tax dollars, like, if it is, you know?
Yeah, in a country that is not the United States, instead of, you know, just letting people do their own thing, the U.S. government wants to attempt to run the world. But that's not surprising. It is the U.S. government.
Well, I'm sure someone's winning their beak off of that program.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All those we honor today gave their lives for their country, but they live forever in our hearts.
President Biden speaking at Arlington Cemetery earlier on Monday. The president also saying we continue to have our freedoms because of the sacrifice of our troops. Biden's comments coming before he was joined by Vice President Harris, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and others in laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Lawmakers are commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre with a remembrance ceremony.
This event today, right here, this is ground zero for human rights.
Georgia Democrat Congressman Hank Johnson calling racism a sickness which ails us as a nation. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News. One mental health expert is calling for lawmakers to put money into a looming mental health crisis before it's too late.
The mental health wave of this pandemic has been like a second wave to the physical health wave of the pandemic.
Speaking on CBS News, Mental Health America President and CEO Paul Gianfredo says data shows one-third of all people that come to them seeking help are frequently considering self-harm, and one-half of kids seeking help are doing so. Gianfredo continues saying it's time for the country to change our mental health care system.
We need to rebuild this mental health delivery system if we're going to support everybody, including our kids.
A new storm system could strengthen into a tropical storm later on Monday. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is slightly more than 500 miles from Manzano, Mexico. It has winds of 35 miles an hour and is moving to the west-northwest at 14 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the caller line. You're welcome to call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And Peakless, you had something that you wanted to discuss. Something that you pulled up.
Oh, yes, indeedy. So, remember those days where we pretended that you were innocent until proven guilty, and obviously you were treated like you were guilty as soon as you were charged? No more! They have seen that to be unfit for government, and now you will be guilty as soon as they say so. So the DHS basically came out with pre-crime.
That sounds like the government.
And brace yourself, this is sort of weird combination of political speak and legal speak.
Can you pull your mic down or move closer to it?
So, from DHS.gov, DHS creates new Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships, and additional efforts to comprehensively combat domestic violent extremism.
So this is right after they decide that libertarians are going to be lumped in as right-wing extremists and terrorists. Now they're talking about thought crime.
How convenient.
That sounds horrifying. But, you know, right at, like, months after they said libertarians were a threat to national security, I don't remember exactly which talking head in the government said this, but one of them said it, and we talked about it on Free Talk Live at the time, just months later.
Yeah, what was it, Clapper?
Half of the FBI, half of the Free Talk Live hosts were arrested by the FBI.
Mm-hmm. They could be violent people, but we're going to use violence on them before they can maybe use violence. That's kind of what they're
doing. Well, we're pacifists. We're borderline pacifists.
I mean, so long as we are not aggressed against, we are certainly pacifists.
Well, and then there are some among us who go even further and would say that, well, the idea of non-aggression is great, and, you know, being able to defend yourself is a valid use of violence. Some would still, like Mark, would opt not to do that.
Really?
Well, he's a Quaker. I'm assuming he's a pacifist because Quakers tend to be. But Ian is certainly a
That's
pacifist.
Racist. That's racist against Quakers.
Quakers aren't a race.
This is all based on...
apparently, Mexicans and Muslims are a race, so Quakers obviously have to be.
Okay. I don't know anyone who says that Muslims are a race.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Any time that something is an anti-Muslim policy, it is always called racist.
Okay.
Well, it seems that most people conflate Arab with Muslim, which is kind of ironic given the fact that most Muslims aren't Arab. It's a good point.
I mean, isn't Islam like the fastest growing religion in the world?
Probably. But yeah, the majority of them are Southeast Asian.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So tell me more about this thought crime legislation or this thought crime regulation, because the government doesn't really legislate anymore. They just create all of these other governmental agencies that are going to create law, and somehow they have decided that that's constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the government and they're the ones who get to decide what is and isn't constitutional.
Well, it's a lot like when the pandemic came and, oh, that's against the law. There's a law against that. No, we have three branches of government. Remember your social studies, kids.
Yes.
Three branches of government. One of them makes laws. Different one makes executive orders that oppress the crap out of us.
And the executive orders aren't supposed to be a thing in the first place. The executive branch was never supposed to be legislating, but sure enough, COVID happened. And, I mean, the whole executive order thing, it began long before COVID, but it was generally just when I heard executive order, I thought of, you know, the president doing something, mm-hmm. which was also unconstitutional, but it's been going on for a very long time. But now suddenly governors are getting in on the action.
Well, executive orders used to be, you know, the sky's falling and you do emergency powers. But now they just do it left and right on just minor things now that they don't like. So we need to get this pushed through real fast.
Well, the sky is always falling. We're in a war on terror, don't you know?
Are we?
A war on terror.
Because now it's a
war on
the invisible enemy. A war on COVID. We're fighting a virus, a force of nature, an ever-evolving virus.
Now remember, you can't tell if you have the invisible enemy. Only I can tell you if you have the invisible enemy. If you're having no symptoms whatsoever, you're just one of those carriers.
Well, and now it's
asymptomatic.
Now it's, you know, we don't even, this hasn't even happened yet. It hasn't even existed yet. And we're going to charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or find you guilty.
Oh, yeah. And a quick note, like, asymptomatic has become a fear word. Do you know what asymptomatic means?
Not
healthy.
Sick. Yes.
Right. Not sick. And they've turned not sick into a terrifying word. How did they do that?
Now, when I had COVID, I was symptomatic but not contagious, if that makes any sense whatsoever, because the symptoms I had were just fatigue and body aches, which obviously is not creating any sort of mucus that it can be transmitted to another person. Presumably I could have, you know, I don't know, spit in someone's mouth and got them sick. I don't know. I wouldn't do that, but
I don't know what you do on your weekends.
But presumably, you know, I wasn't exhibiting any symptoms that would have increased the chances of spreading it, I suppose.
Right.
But, you know, I had it and I was largely asymptomatic and literally no one in my vicinity got sick because of me.
That's impossible.
Well, it's because I washed my hands. This whole freaking thing could have been prevented if people just washed their hands. But no, we have this entire society of putting hand sanitizer. Even before COVID, There was hand sanitizer everywhere. I had to go to the DMV here in Keene before it was moved. That's how I know it was pre-COVID. I don't have to remember the timeline. It was the old DMV. And there was this bottle of hand sanitizer sitting there on the desk. And this guy who was sitting beside it, who every few minutes, almost like a nervous tick, he would reach over, squirt some into his hand, and rub it all in. It's like, okay, that's fine, but it would be far more effective if you just washed your hands.
That's a hell of a marketing technique they got going for him.
Yeah, he's just systematically over the last 15 to 20 years just been brainwashed that every time he sees hand sanitizer, oh, sanitize my hands. This started when I was at elementary school, where teachers, every student had to bring two bottles of hand sanitizer because it had to be there. And
oh, wow.
Students didn't have to, but a lot of students always did, just walk by the teacher's desk and squirt someone under their heads. Like, the bacteria and stuff that you're killing on your hands, it's probably not going to harm you, and it's probably helping you in the long run.
I can literally guarantee that if you are healthy, like if you're not experiencing a problem, then at least 80% of the bacteria on your skin is working together. Like, that's how it works. Same thing in your internal microbiome. If you don't have a minimum of 80% of your bacteria working together to keep you well, then you get sick. That's just how it works.
I mean, humans existed for like 200,000 years plus without the existence of hand sanitizer. And sure, I'll give it to you, the average death rate, it's a lot higher. Death age is a lot higher now than it was 200,000 years ago. But it's not because of hand sanitizer that people are living longer. Humans have been adapting to germs as long as we've existed. I don't see any benefit in preventing our body from being able to adapt to the germs and bacteria around us, considering that, by and large, it's not harmful.
It's kind of like holy water to them, and like they're getting their blessing every time they do it.
That's a good point.
Satanism is a religion.
There are certain facts of life that kind of make people feel squeamish, but they're real. Do you have any idea how many organisms are between you and me? Like, I literally could not count the number of bacteria that are floating around in the air between you and I right now. That's just how life is. We get used to it. We adapt to these little buggers.
The only one that I know of that really bothers me are the mites that live in our eyelashes. Those are the ones that I just try hard not to think about.
Tasty mascara.
Yeah, because I would just... I hate that I even thought about it. But as soon as we started talking about these microorganisms that, we coexist with, the eyelash mites are right up there at the top of the list.
It's uncomfortable, but that's life.
It is.
We need them in our guts.
603-283-6160 is the call in line. You can take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, we've been talking about government overspending and other issues. I mean, we spent most of that one talking about, I've already forgotten. It's all very weird to me to be here in this space doing the show.
Disorienting.
It is, and there's a lot that I wasn't prepared for that I thought I was prepared for, like not having a big giant clock for us to look at. I had my clock set up, so I at least had that part right. It never even occurred to me that it would be nice for you to have a clock. So right behind me on the projector there is a big giant clock that's probably about 3 feet tall. Well, it's not that bad. Yeah, it's probably 2 feet.
I'm a firm believer in Hofstadter's Law. Everything takes longer than you expect it to. In fact, even if you include expecting it to take longer, it will take longer than that.
It took a bizarre amount of time to find a clock application and get it installed, for sure. I mean, that's as simple as a thing as you would expect to be able to do, but no. It became this monumental task that took like 3 minutes. And I call that a monumental task because it should have taken 5 seconds.
Right, should have. Yeah, now, we were talking about the fact that there are microorganisms just on
that
our skin
it.
And in our eyes and in your gut, and actually you literally require them to live.
But before we get back into that, let's go to the phones. We've got Butch calling from Florida. Butch, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Butch.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys, how is it going on the show? I love a new studio. Is it a new studio now to be doing the show, or going to go back to the old one, or...
For the foreseeable future, on Sunday through Wednesday, the show will be broadcast from here. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it will be broadcast from the primary studio, the LRN studio. And this
That's where Ian is, right? That's where Ian lives? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's because I'm not allowed
guys,
to have...
Who's the new guys on the show? Big guys, big beard, and look at a guy on a shirt and it's ripped up on the side at overall and everything. Who's this guy?
That would be Joa.
That would be Joa.
I'm Joa.
What? Nice do you guys do a libertarian? Yes.
You guys,
are you guys
a libertarian? That is a matter of my personal life, and I'll thank you not to invade it.
Libertarian values, yeah.
So it says you wanted to talk about the vaccine, Butch.
Well, the vaccine I was wondering about on for libertarian when regards to vaccine is this guy, I don't know his name, I didn't hear, but he said libertarian values. And does that mean to do, is it good to, not good to take a vaccine?
So here's the libertarian values on vaccines. You decide, and I don't put a gun to your head either way.
But I don't use a gun.
The thing, Butch. The government requiring, there seems to be some sort of delay in the phone line that I'm going to have to look into.
Mm.
But the required vaccines, when the government requires vaccines, they may not be literally coming out and putting a gun to your head and telling you that you have to get this vaccine. But they are doing that figuratively because at the end of the day, ultimately, they're going to prohibit you access to whatever services and venues they want. And if you try to use any of those services or venues, some of which may be required to live your life, they will call the police. And if you resist, the police will shoot you.
And it's important to remember that every law is backed up by the threat of death.
Yes.
Like, oh, well, I parked without putting a quarter in the meter. Okay, well, they're going to put a little ticket on there. Oh, well, that's nothing. Well, if you don't pay it, then they're going to come to arrest you. Well, that's nothing. Well, if you don't want them to arrest you, if you don't want them to kidnap you, pull you out of your life, and gently torture you for an indeterminate period of time, they will kill you.
They will. I mean, they killed George Floyd. Not George Floyd. God, there's Eric Garner.
For
selling cigarettes. And now the U.S. government wants to come out with a menthol ban nationwide, evidently.
Yeah.
I smoke menthols. I'm not a big fan of this ban. I'm not a big fan of any ban, but yes. What do you imagine the police state apparatus of the United States is going to do when menthol cigarettes are illegal and people can only acquire them by hand-rolling them and selling them on the streets, a la Eric Garner?
To be perfectly honest, I think that there will absolutely be a violent uprising if they actually ban menthol cigarettes. I'm not kidding.
It would be stupid of them to do because it's so obviously racist on their part.
Right. And they even admitted that it's racist. It's like, no, black people like this. That's why we're stopping them from doing it.
Yes, because it's all about the white savior complex, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, they think black people are too stupid or too reckless or too irresponsible, whatever, to just say, hey, no, I'd rather not smoke. They think the allure of the menthol cigarette is just beyond the capabilities of the black person to handle, and that's obviously nonsense.
I would say that, to go back to the caller's question about libertarianism, is that, you know, these come down to choices. You have a choice to smoke cigarettes. You have a choice to get the vaccine, and that the idea is to not force people. And if, not getting the vaccine or getting the vaccine, are you hurting anybody? Well, maybe yourself, and that's my opinion, but, you know, you still have that choice to do that. You have the right to put anything in your body, and including a bullet, if you wanted to.
As a general rule, I'm pro-vaccine because I think, you know, they do more harm than good. I'm not worried about the mumps or the measles or whatever because I'm vaccinated against those things and never had any problems with them. However, this COVID-19 vaccine is unlike any other vaccine that's been rolled out previously. It's a mRNA. It's gene therapy. It's experimental gene therapy. I'm not particularly interested in helping the powers that be undertake this worldwide experiment where they start screwing around with people's genes. Maybe I'm crazy, but it just sounds like something that we probably should give more thought to before we try it.
It's just this combination of so many factors. So, like, one of the things that they are absolutely silencing us about is vitamin D. Maybe you might need to actually get into the sun. Let the sunlight hit your skin. Well, I know that's not something you're a terribly big fan of.
How so? I'm probably the darkest person in this room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang. Man, anyway, I'm slipping. I'm slipping.
We've got Bitcoin Gandhi.
But yeah,
I really want to go to him.
Like vitamin D and, you know, exercise.
Hold that thought. Bitcoin Gandhi, are you with us?
I am.
How goes your trek across New Hampshire?
Well, let's just say that there are no restrictions on washing your clothes many, many, many times over and over and over again in a laundromat.
after they are covered with poison ivy or rushy oil.
Oh, goodness.
Brutal.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it was almost inevitable. I'm glad I made it this far.
So, did you get the poison ivy? I'm assuming you did. You got it on your skin?
Yes, I'm seeing new outbreaks every day for the last 4 days. So it is, and I am quite susceptible. So there will be there will be some suffering, but that is what the whole purpose of Satyagraha is supposed to be.
Well, you've certainly been out there suffering, both in the heat, in the rain, in the cold, because this is New Hampshire, and it's delivered all three of those within the last 4 days. And not to mention the fact that you've been walking hundreds of miles here because you didn't take a straight path directly to Concord. So the
the total is only about 60 miles, I think. I've only walked a few miles per day, but I have been forced to carry all of my equipment and the costuming and camping supplies with me. The Manhattan had someone to carry things for him.
And yeah, I felt how heavy that dolly was with your stuff there, and I feel like your trip may have been like three times the energy than what you're saying. So like you said 60 miles, but it was probably, 180 miles.
Just in terms of how much effort he has to put forth to get there.
That's right. But I did it next door at the Mighty Moose.
That's true.
You managed to achieve my... I'm sorry, go ahead.
You had a request for listeners, it says.
Oh, yes, a request that I wanted to make to listeners. I have been able to post, despite my computer breaking down, I've been able to post a Facebook event for this June 2nd civil disobedience. This is all leading up to it, the federal building. I've been able to invite, perhaps 100 people, but it would be very helpful if people connected to New Hampshire could invite all their friends to this event, and we could get up to the 500 or 600 invite list or invite point. Then we could perhaps increase our turnout a bit.
Now, where can people find details about this event?
BitcoinGandhi.net.
BitcoinGandhi.net. Perfect.
And you might want to spell Gandhi.
It has links to the Facebook event that was set up by my brother.
Awesome. Thanks so much. That's Bitcoin Gandhi, GANDHI, I believe, .net. That's a Wednesday. I can actually do... No, I can't. I work Wednesday. I was just so excited because I thought, hey, that's a Wednesday. I'm always off on Wednesdays, but I haven't been off on Wednesdays in like 6 months.
Well, I'm planning on being there for sure.
Thank you so much, Dave. Keep up the awesome...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.